Hey, ladies, this is Scott McKay from X and Y Communications, and I have the extreme pleasure of interviewing one Amy Waterman today. Now, Amy Waterman is with Meet Your Sweet down in the great down under country of New Zealand, and we have a real special relationship with those folks down there. We've been working with them for quite some time. Amy and I have done buku interviews in the past, and it's always a pleasure and always sure to bring up some great original content. So Amy, welcome to the show today.
Thanks, Scott. It's great to be here and down in winter and the cold Antipodes, and you're heading into summer up there.
Oh yeah, we're just about right into summer, so everybody up here is all I'm sure the ladies are all trying to figure out how they're going to look their best for the summer, and you know, maybe have that summertime romance that they've always dreamed of. And I think, you know, regardless of whether the snow is coming down or whatever the sheep are doing in New Zealand these days to stay warm, you guys are probably shearing them all and making sweaters.
Yeah, but we're wearing those sweaters, yeah.
Right, exactly. But, you know, up here in the Northern Hemisphere, we're headed into summer. So I think we want to talk today about your program called From First Dates to Soulmates, How to Take Things to the Next Level of Commitment Without Screwing It Up. And you guys are going to be launching that out on June 10th, 2008. So tell us a little bit more about what that's about.
Well, I love the title because the biggest problem women seem to have in relationships is not meeting men. It's not getting that first date. It's not even getting that second date, but it's getting a committed relationship. And we always hear women write to us all the time and say, I've been dating this guy for 2 years, but there's been no talk of marriage. How do I sort of give him the hint that I want to get married? And the problem is that when we talk about commitment, it's like it's a tug of war. It's like the guy's got the commitment and we've got to tug it out of him and pull it out of him because we've got to get it from him. And it's something he doesn't want to give us. That perspective on commitment, it's a perspective that most women have, is the single biggest problem causing women to actually not get into committed relationships. As long as women think that commitment is something they have to get out of a man, then they don't know what to do to get it. And so that's what this book is all about. This book is about how to create the conditions such that commitment will arise naturally, effortlessly, and easily. You don't have to do anything to get it. It'll just come. And so we're really excited about offering women a new perspective on commitment.
Wow. You know what? Looking at that from the perspective of a man, what you said could be reworded as sexuality rather than commitment from a guy's perspective. You know, I think guys are thinking, okay, how can I get a woman to have sex with me? And it seems like women's sexuality is seen as a prize to guys. And they're thinking, how can I get the women to give it up? Whereas on the women's side, you're thinking that the commitment is the prize that men have. And how can we get men to give it up? And it's funny how, if you really look at the human element, Amy, all of us are sexual. And, you know, regardless of stereotypes, there's lots of men out there who really want to find one great woman. I think maybe sometimes we're just sabotaging ourselves, huh?
Definitely. There's an analogy I use in the book, and I love this analogy. Women out there, let's say you like chocolate. I don't know anybody who doesn't like chocolate. How hard would it be for you to commit to eating chocolate for the rest of your life? Would that be hard? Of course not, because you love chocolate. Well, that's exactly what commitment's like. If a guy loves being with you, and if a guy is just so happy to be with you that he, you know, he loves it, mm-hmm. Committing to you is not going to be hard. Committing to you is going to be like committing to eat chocolate for the rest of his life. He's going to want it. So the whole question then becomes, how do you create the best relationship that either of you have ever had? And that's what this book is all about.
You know, it's funny because everything that you're saying rings true even in my own personal experience. After I had dated plenty of women after divorce, I got to the point where I was like, you know, I want some stability because men really don't like a whole lot of drama and we don't like a whole lot of change. We are creatures of routine, much to the chagrin of women everywhere who'd like for us to be dashing and adventurous all the time. The good news for women is I think if they're the right woman for us, we would love to stay with her together, come home, have a shared history, maybe have a family without having to see my son or daughter on weekends and pay $600 to the baby mom every month. I'd rather have a nucleus, a family, a legacy that I can be proud of as a man. And you know, Amy, as I went through dating, I was looking for the right woman and still deciding woman after woman, she wasn't the right one. She wasn't the right one. And when I found the woman who I could commit to, she did have very, very distinct traits, and she did indeed make me want to commit to her. It wasn't a tug of war. It wasn't something painful for me. It was like the culmination of a journey, and it was all good news for me. And I think, you know, you're exactly right. If women can become that kind of woman a man wants to commit to, then everything will sort of fall into place. But I'd love to hear from you, Amy, what you think it is that men are looking for from a woman they want to commit to.
I have dated so many different men over the time, and it's funny because my issue has been very different from that of most women. I have always operated under the stereotype that men don't like women coming to them and getting commitment. So most of my relationships, I've been very casual, very firm that this is just about having a bit of fun, nothing more. And I have found the opposite thing, where the men I date want more commitment out of me. And I'm thinking, oh, whoops, I didn't quite realize that. And it falls apart because they say, well, it's fun dating you, but I want someone more committed. So I've been able to, luckily as a result of this, be in contact with a lot of men who are the committing types. And there's three things that these men seem to be looking for and that they thought they found in me, but I wasn't really into them as much. And the first thing is, men are so desperately looking for a woman who accepts him as he is. I talk a lot in my courses about unconditional love, but I still think we just don't get it. Men don't like to be a woman's project. If a woman comes into a relationship and says, I think you're wonderful, but there's this, this, and this that I don't like about you, and once we fix those things up, you'll be my perfect husband. He doesn't want that. He does not want to be fixed up. He kind of likes the way he is now. You know, he kind of likes being a bit messy around the house. He kind of likes burping and farting whenever he feels like it. You know, he kind of likes his weekends out with the boys. These are all parts of who he is. If you unconditionally love someone, you love every single part of them, even those parts that you don't particularly like. So first of all, women, if there's a guy in your life right now that you think would be the perfect mate if he only could fix a few things about himself, start looking at how you can love those parts of him that you don't like, and that will get you closer to a committed relationship. The second thing, and this is just as massive, guys are looking for women that they can make happy. John Gray talks about this all the time, and men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Men need to know beyond the shadow of a doubt that if they marry you, you will be happy with everything they do for you. They will be able to make you happy in little ways, like giving you a compliment will make you happy. Going and getting the milk will make you happy. Folding his clothes and putting them away will make you happy. Men need to know that they can make you happy. Unfortunately, a lot of women have got the perception that they need to train men by punishing certain behaviors and rewarding other behaviors. So if your man does some stuff you don't like, you need to punish him so that he learns his lesson and does it right the next time. When you're busy training your man like you would train your dog, he's just thinking, my goodness, she's fussy and hard to please. Maybe I just like a woman who really just likes me as I am. So women, make sure you appreciate your man and everything he does for you. Make sure that he can please you and give him a big smile and just show him that he makes you the happiest woman on earth. There's one more thing, and that is comes from Jack Nicholson's As Good As It Gets. And it's that whole idea that a really great woman will make a man want to be a better man. He will feel like he'll have to grow and strive to be worthy of her. And that's when you really know that you've got a beautiful relationship happening.
Well, that's just really, really powerful stuff all the way around. You know, I couldn't help but think, once a woman actually changes the guy and trains him, if she's successful, he ends up being a completely different guy than she fell in love with. And that's a potential pitfall right there.
Definitely. I just think that we are so taught to love certain parts of people and not like other parts and want to change those parts. But that's why, Scott, I think it's quite funny. I tend to tell women the biggest gold mine of men who know how to commit out there are single dads.
Wow.
Because single dads, as you, Scott, were single dad once. Single dads, let's make this more specific. Single dads who are actively involved in their child's upbringing.
Right.
What happens with single dads is that before they become a dad, they put themselves first. They're independent. They're all about their needs, their wishes, what they want right now. The minute they have a child, suddenly there's this beautiful little creature that's dependent upon them for everything. Suddenly that little creature's needs to come first. So what happens with the man is suddenly he understands real commitment. Real commitment is when you unconditionally love another person and put their needs on a par with your own. And it's a hugely difficult lesson to learn. But those men, once they master the ability to unconditionally love another human being and to put that person's needs on a par with their own or above their own, those men have what it takes to commit to a woman. So look for those single dads out there. They're wonderful, mature people who know how to commit.
I couldn't agree more. Well, you know what? I can already tell, Amy, that From First Dates to Soulmates is just a gold mine of completely original, amazing information that just about any woman could benefit from. And I've got here on the list that you're going to be able to cover in that book everything from how do you know if a man's even able to commit? You've got a yardstick by which you can measure that. How to know when a guy is completely incapable of it? I'm assuming how to avoid him. What are some of the most common mistakes that women make that put men off? Ladies, that's going to be worth the price of admission right there. And of course, you have in the book, what would be your top advice to women wanting more commitment in the relationship they already have? Well, Amy, it sounds great. And I want to tell the ladies out there that they can get their hands on From First Dates to Soulmates by following a very simple URL that we've got set up. And that's www.clickwithhim.com/soulmates, S-O-U-L-M-A-T-E-S. And that's going to be coming at you on June 10th. But you guys have some videos and some information ahead of that that they can go get right now. Right, Amy?
Yes, we're getting a special report out right now, and women who sign up to our list are going to get some great freebies in the sign up to June 10th. So look for it.
Thanks for joining us again today, Amy. It's always a pleasure to visit with you, and looking forward to that new release. And I'm sure every woman out there is too.
Thanks a bunch, Scott.
And this has been Scott McKay for XMY Communications. Be good out there, ladies.